brain, you're in the nerd's domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Hi, everybody. I'm Matt Quiet with Nerds Domain, and tonight we have, once again, a special Kickstarter episode with Aloy LaSanta. Say hello.
Hey, everybody.
And we're talking about Part-Time Gods. Wow, I've already lost the words. There. No, that's not them either. Wow. We're talking about your Kickstarter for Part-Time Gods. Wow. I'm really bad. Divine Instruments and Beyond. There it is. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And then, so this is for your, the first expansion to your game, Part-Time Gods. It's a role-playing game, right?
Right.
Based on, what kind of system is that?
Well, the system uses, it's excuse me. It's a house system called the DGS Lite. The entire system uses a single D20, which is pretty cool.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into our interview questions. I've got a couple of questions not related to your product at all, but we'll get those out of the way. They're kind of standard questions we ask everybody.
Sure.
So, number one, in the impending zombie apocalypse, what is your weapon of choice?
Ooh, that is a good question. Now, are we talking that, like, I've had time to, like, find my weapon of choice, or is this, like, I'm grabbing the nearest thing to me and it just happens to be my weapon of choice?
I assume that we all have already prepared for the zombie apocalypse and have our weapon of choice at hand.
Yeah. If I had to choose, I would probably say my desk lamp. It's kind of flexible, like a nunchuck. And the bulb usually gets too hot, and it starts to burn.
Okay. So you're going to burn zombies. That,
yes.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. All right. So question number two, given all of the sci-fi that you know, what planet do you most want to visit?
See, I actually don't know that much. I would probably say one of the core planets from Firefly.
Okay.
I really dig the way that they look. Especially the one where it was mostly water, and then it was like the
oh yeah, yeah, with the floating.
Yeah, with the floating,
yeah.
Like houses. I thought that episode was really cool.
Okay.
I don't remember the name of that planet though. I need to do my research.
Yeah, that's terrible. I should know that. I've watched that episode probably a dozen times.
Right,
that's
one of my favorites too.
So, yeah, that's terrible, but that sounds great. all right, so let's start off with your sales pitch. What are you doing with Part-Time Gods, Divine Instruments, and why do you have such a passion for this project?
Well, okay, so Part-Time Gods is a game that I came out with about 2 years ago, and we did a big Kickstarter for it, and it was an amazing success. We did like over 300%, you know, on the original Kickstarter, which was really, really cool. The premise of the game being that you play a regular person who is imbued with the power of a god. And so now you're trying to kind of balance, you know, the fact that you still have friends and family and a job and all these different things going on in your, you know, mortal life. And now you're kind of this godlike being. So you have monsters coming at you, and you have other gods trying to steal your soul, and, you know, all kinds of different things all kind of going on, and, you know, trying to make sure that you can kind of keep being you during the process, because of what happens in the setting is that the more powerful you become, the more just a representation of what you're the god of you become.
Okay.
So, you know,
okay.
Like, so the god of fire, the more and more powerful you get, like, you just burn everything. You just become a being of fire. Like, you stop caring about anything, and you just want to see the world burn. I mean, there's a lot of cool kind of directions to go with just a simple god of fire. But I would say the reason that, I'm so passionate about it is, you know, it was my first really big game. You know, I've been making games now for about 5 years. It was my first really big game that kind of blew up, and it's still my best-selling game. And you know, really, it's been about 2 years, and I really think that the game really needs more love. The core book has, you know, sold amazingly, and we have a lot of really awesome fans out there. And, you know, I really kind of just want to give them more material to work with. And we have a lot of really good stuff in the first source book, Divine Instruments, and then the second source book that's already been unlocked, which is Minions of the Source.
Okay. And your game comes from – your gaming company is Third Eye Games. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what else has Third Eye Games put out?
Well, we've done previous to Part-Time Gods, we did two games called Apocalypse Prevention, Inc. and another game called Wuxing the Ninja Crusade, which we've continued to support throughout the years as well. And then Part-Time Gods came out, and then we released another game after Part-Time Gods called Mermaid Adventures, which was more of a game geared towards kids. And then we came out with a game this year called Camp Myth, which kind of elaborated more on the for kids kind of sector of gaming. And again, that's kind of where, you know, where Part-Time Gods kind of comes back into the fold is, you know, I've been spending the last 2 years really kind of focusing on games with kids. And, you know, if I'm going to go back, you know, and start making some more traditional games, I really want to kind of focus on enhancing one, I think probably one of the best ones that I've made to date, which would be Part-Time Gods.
Okay. So this is your first expansion, I guess first two, now that you've funded or unlocked the new supplement.
Correct.
Are there plans beyond this for these?
Oh, yeah. So the Kickstarter right now, it started off with just Divine Instruments. If we could get the funding for Divine Instruments, then cool, we'll get that book out. And that book has a lot of cool new information about relics and worshippers and territory and new theologies and new ways to use powers and all kinds of stuff like that. So, I mean, that book has just tons of stuff. So even if we were to only have gotten that book out, I still think that we would have done our fans justice. But now we actually got the second book out, which is Minions of the Source, which is going to kind of be half like monster manual and half kind of exploration of best way to use the source and its creations, the source being kind of the big bad of the setting, you know, and how to use it in your stories to tell the best story. But, I mean, those are only the first two things that we have in our Kickstarter. I think we have well over 10 items that if we keep raising and keep hitting stretch goals, then we'll definitely reach those additional items and be able to release new things like an expansion on giants and angels or other source books like Between Worlds, which is about dimension hopping. We even have a Fate conversion and an anthology that I have planned. You know, it's just a matter of if we can get the funding to get up to those levels.
Okay. And it looks like there's dragons, too.
Yes, and dragons, yes. I didn't mention everything.
But you got to mention dragons.
Yes,
they're
dragons.
The most important. So, all right, with all that, why don't you tell me a little bit about you and your background in gaming?
Well, I mean, for me, I've been gaming for over 20 years now. I started when I was 13, and I just turned 34 this year. So I can now say over 20. But I mean, so I've been gaming for that long, and it's been an amazing, you know, kind of road. I started off with Rifts and a lot of the Palladium games, and I played those religiously for about 4 or 5 years at the beginning, and then I kind of bounced around from D&D to GURPS and a couple of other, you know, games that never really stuck. I ended up finding my home. Probably, you know, highly, I would say, let me repeat that. So I ended up kind of, you know, finding my home with White Wolf. And, you know, really kind of, I just kind of dug into almost every setting that they did. I wasn't a huge fan of Apocalypse, you know, Werewolf the Apocalypse, but I really loved Vampire. I loved Kindred of the East. and you know, Changeling, and I like the New World of Darkness stuff too, which I actually prefer Werewolf the Forsaken to Apocalypse. Okay. But you know, I kind of became kind of White Wolf fanboy there for a while and played their games religiously for a long time as well, until I started to kind of, you know, branch out, and I played some games from, you know, Vajra Enterprises, some from Paradigm Concepts, from, you know, some different games that I could kind of sink my teeth into. And you know, along the way, I picked up a couple of freelance jobs and, you know, decided to go ahead and give it a go with the whole publishing thing. It was kind of, as weird as it sounds, it was actually very organic. You know, it was like I, you know, started just gaming, and then I started GMing, and then I started kind of writing small material for free and putting it online, and then I started getting paid a little bit, and then I just learned how to, you know, craft my own game, and then I decided to go ahead and make my own game. Like, it really all kind of just happened in stages to the point where if I wasn't making games now at this point, I think I would have been doing something wrong. Okay. If that makes sense.
So it sounds like your focus as a game designer is storytelling, then, if you like White Wolf.
Most definitely. I mean, I really like White Wolf for the concepts that they've come up with, and that they really kind of make the characters seem more like people as opposed to, you know, I'm not just numbers on a page. I'm not a level 6 fighter. My name is Bert, and I happen to be a vampire who drinks blood, but I really don't like it. As opposed to, I'm a level 6 fighter and I swing a sword that has +2 when I hit an ogre. And, you know, it's like, you can always tell what kind of game it is by how the person describes their character. If they describe their character with, you know, like in Part-Time Gods, if you say, well, my character is the god of the dead and he's a hitman for the mob, and, you know, he goes around breaking legs from people who owe them money, and if he ends up killing them, he can summon their ghost back, you know, to still find out where the money is. Like, that's really fun for me, and that actually is one of the characters in the book. So, you know, but if you had, you know, that same character, and you know, if it was written in a different way, it would be more like, my character's a god of the dead and I have +5 to summon zombies, you know, like,
yeah.
So I mean, it's all kind of different paradigms of gaming. Not, you know, neither of them is wrong, but I definitely, you know, swing one way.
Okay. So it looks like you guys have right around a 30-day Kickstarter. You're about halfway in, and you already have funded. Is that's right? You're
yeah.
2,000 over already.
Oh yeah.
How quickly did that go?
We got our funding in about 3 days.
Oh, right on. That's gotta feel good, right?
Yeah, it's really cool, and it was actually my fastest Kickstarter that I've gotten my funding. Even I think my last Kickstarter, I think it took like 6 or 7 days to hit the final goal. But this one, 3 days, and I hit my goal. And then we've spent, you know, the rest of the time getting up to, you know, about 150% is what we're at now. So we've, you know, done 50% more in the time that we've been up. We have about 2 weeks left. So, I mean, there's lots of time to kind of jump in and, you know, kind of pump up the Kickstarter even more, and maybe hit a few more stretch goals, which would be really cool.
Yeah, definitely. So is the stress gone yet? Are you worried anymore, or
no,
is it still just...
You know, the thing about Kickstarters is, you know, and I don't want to sound, you know, arrogant or anything, like, I knew it was going to fund. But, I mean, I have a pretty good track record, and I can guess based on what I'm putting out there and the demand of, you know, my fans, because I talk to my fans quite a bit, so I know that there were a lot of fans that really, really wanted this. So I kind of knew that I was going to fund the initial stress of, am I going to fund at all? You know, that's, you know, not really. I don't really have that kind of stress. My stress is, are we going to hit the stretch goals that I'd like to hit in order for us to, because I have a lot of material that I would just love to just throw out there, and it's just a matter of, you know, getting the funds to do that. The thing about Kickstarter now versus 2 years ago when I did Part-Time Gods, the core book was, when the core book was done, Kickstarter wasn't this huge vehicle like it is now. You know, nowadays I see games come out and people are able to fund the core book and the entire rest of the line and nobody bats an eyelid. You know, it just happens. And that's actually kind of why I built the Kickstarter the way that I did, was because I really wanted to, you know, try and utilize Kickstarter for what it is now. So, you know, the core book is already out, and I actually went ahead and said, look, everybody, during this Kickstarter, the PDF for the core book is pay what you want on DriveThruRPG. So go download it. Just go get it. You know, you don't even have to give me anything. Just go get it and read it, and I know that you're going to like it. And then you're going to want to come, and you're going to want to support getting more material and more books for the game. So, I mean, that was number one. Number two was, you know, I really took a long time in really planning where this game line could go and what we could do with it. And, you know, now it's kind of in the hands of the fans and seeing how many of these things we can fund and, you know, get into production. I mean, the long game version of this is that we're going to eventually release all of these things anyway. But, you know, if they are funded by the Kickstarter, that means that there's a need and a want from the fans, which means it's going to get done a lot quicker, it's kind of that kind of thing. You know, I'm eventually going to release all of the stretch goals, and it's just a matter of timing now.
Okay. So, where can we see you in the next, I don't know, 6 months to a year? What are you going to be at any conventions or?
Let me see. 6 months to a year. Well, I mean, definitely you'll see me at a lot of conventions. I was at about six conventions this year, and I hope to add more next year. But I always do MomoCon every year and DragonCon every year, both of those being in Atlanta. I'm always at Gen Con, so Gen Con is...
Oh, I missed you then.
That's a big one for me. I always have to go. I always have my own booth, and I sell books and, you know, get to talk to the fans directly. It's an amazing time, Gen Con is. I go to Genghis Con, which is up in Indy, and I'm hoping to be invited back to Denver Comic Con, which I was at this year as well. And I'm trying to find a way to get to Con on the Cob, which is up in Ohio, and it's run by a good friend of mine, Andy Hopp, who does the Low Life RPG. And there's a lot of plans for me to go to a lot of cons, and you know, that's one of the fun things about being a game designer and, you know, kind of in the position that I'm in, is that, you know, I have a bunch of cons that I know I'm going to go to, and I could run into somebody else and find another con that I need to go to, you know, tomorrow and go, you know. So, I mean, because it's really just about, you know, where I can go and hang out with cool people and play fun games and, you know, tell them about, you know, the works that I've done and, you know, share fun times.
Okay. Are there any other projects that you've got going on or coming up that you want to kind of plug and get the word out about?
Let's see. Yeah, if anybody is interested in a post-apocalyptic monster training RPG, my new game called Sinister is currently in playtesting. And you can get that on the Third Eye Games website. It's thirdeyegames.com/sinister-RPG. So you can get that. So that's really fun. It's kind of a dark Pokemon kind of game. So that's really fun. And I have my movie making card game called Top Billing, which you can also get on the same website. You can check that out. Decks are actually done for that, and it's kind of a storytelling kind of card game. You can play with friends, you know, up to five players, which is really fun. I think that's about it. I'll plug those two.
Okay.
I always have so many things going on. It's just a matter of, you know, picking and choosing.
All right. Well, it looks like through your Kickstarter, you can get a PDF copy of the rule book for only $10, mm-hmm. of the supplement. And then it looks like the print and PDF is at $25, and then it just goes up from there, and there's a lot of stuff. And for a measly $2,000, you'll fly out and run a game for us,
exactly.
Is what it looks like.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I'll run out and I'll run, you know, a whole day's worth of games. You know, I wanted to make it an event for whoever unlocks that. So it's not – you know, me, I come out and I run a game and then I go home. You know, it's me, I come out, we order some pizza, everybody gets copies of the books, we all hang out, we game, you know, we do tons of fun, and we make it a big event. Like, it's almost like a mini con just for you and your friends. Right. You know, that's what I'm picturing out of it. I mean, the $2,000, that's really just so I can make sure I get there and I eat and I can have a bed to sleep on.
That's fair.
But the rest of it is, it's going to go to, you know, just having a good time. And, you know, we'll see if anybody actually takes me up on that offer. I know that, you know, routinely levels like that in some Kickstarters just kind of go untaken. But, you know, it's the economy and whatnot. So, I mean, not everybody can drop $2,000. But the way that I always look at it is, can you and five friends drop $2,000? You know?
Yeah.
You know, I wonder about that, you know. So, you know, see if you, you know, it's all about that. I mean, and you get, like I said, copies of all the books that are unlocked and everything for everybody, all your friends and everything. So, I mean, it's definitely worth its money. It's definitely worth the 2000.
Right on. It also looks like you've got a level where if I'm asked, are you a god? I can definitely say yes. For
yes.
$250, I can become a god.
Yes. That was actually one of our more popular levels when I did the original Part-Time Gods Kickstarter, was the become a god level. And, you know, I brought it back, and we have, I believe we have four people who have taken up that one. And what that implies is that we will actually write you up as a character in the game. We'll make you a god of something, whatever you want to be the god of, and we'll actually make you a playable character in the game so that anybody can pick up the book and they'll be like, what character can I play? And they'll be able to play you. And it's pretty cool. We had eight people do it last time. So it was very, very cool. Those are all in the back of the book for anybody who goes and downloads the PDF. It's actually in the back of the book, you know, right there, and they're all cool. We had like a goddess of cats, we had a god of time, we had a god of screen printing, which was really fun. So that's kind of the fun thing about Part-Time Gods, is that you can be the god of whatever you want to be the god of, which is, you know, that's a big selling point with the game, and that it's not a choose one of these things to be the god of. It's like, no, you can write in, I'm the god of baked goods. I mean, you can do whatever you want to do, and the system supports it enough so that even a silly idea can be just as awesome as a more traditional idea.
Right on. Well, I'm going to encourage everybody to go check out the Kickstarter. There's a lot of stuff going on there, a lot of stuff you could pick up, and it looks like there's a lot of options for what do you call those? Wow. those things that you get that you unlock. Stretch goals.
Yes.
Man, I'm really bad tonight.
It's all right. I've been stumbling over my words, too. So it's okay.
So there's a lot of stuff for you guys to go check out. There's plenty that you could get into, and there's plenty that looks like it could come out. That anthology book looks really cool too. I'm kind of looking forward to looking into that when it comes out.
Yeah.
We talked about earlier, John, one of our writers, has reviewed this back in April, the base game, and he loved it. So you might check that out, and if you like that, then maybe it's something you should give this Kickstarter a shot for. So you can go to tinyurl.com/divine, and that will take you right to the Kickstarter. So is there anything else you want to say tonight?
No. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Oh, it was a blast. I'm glad to have you. that'll do us for Nerds Domain. You can always find us on iTunes. Go over there, give us a couple of stars, and write us a review. You can find us on Twitter. I'm @Quiet, and the website is @NerdsDomain, and what about you?
I'm at on Twitter, I'm @ThirdEyeGames or @AloyTheSaint. On Facebook, we're just Third Eye Games, so facebook.com/ThirdEyeGames. Or you can go to ThirdEyeGames.net, obviously go to Kickstarter, and if you type in Part-Time Gods, you'll get to the Part-Time Gods Kickstarter.
Definitely. As always, you can go over to /loot and buy our shirts. And I think that'll do us. And we will talk to you guys real soon.